Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Can you jump up on your feet? Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
In Acts chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They were interested in knowing the time that Jesus was going to restore the kingdom to Israel, because at this time Israel was under the Roman captivity, and it was obvious that Israel was not at the level that was in tandem with prophecy and in tandem with the type of nation God had ordained Israel to be. And so they were asking that, are we going to have another supernatural intervention like we had in the time past, where the Lord will send prophets, judges, and warriors, you know, to bring Israel out of bondage and to make them a nation that is truly a nation of God in all its in all experience? And that's what they were asking about the timing. And they said, is it now? Are we in the accurate prophetic timing? And sometimes this is usually the question that we always want to ask. This is usually the challenge of the human nature. We want to have an accurate knowledge of the time. You know, a lot of you, if you knew the date and the time where things will happen, do you know that you would be happier if you just knew that in the next 6 months that you are going to be a billionaire, and that you are sure that by November 15 that you are going to hit about 3 billion naira to start with, and that by March 5 you will get $1 billion. If you knew that your wedding date is on June 28th, and that is what heaven has fixed that day, and it has been assigned by the immutability of God's word, and God has sworn an oath that by June 28th, you know, you wouldn't be under a lot of pressure and tension, even if the date was long, even if it's in the next 10 years. But God gave you an oath and a swore by himself and say, I give you this covenant that in the next 10 years, you'll be riding a private jet all across the world. You know, you would endure whatever is meant to be endured with a lot of smiles on your face. And so when the disciples cornered Jesus at this particular time, when it has been obvious that he had resurrected and is king, the thing they wanted to know was, let's not go through the first drama that you took us through. Can you? Yes, you have now resurrected and we're about to start this old journey again. But can you give us a precise time and a precise date to when this event will happen? And I tell you the truth, this is a challenge every human being has. You just wish you knew the date. Am I not telling the truth?
Yes,
you just wish you knew the date. If you knew the date, the struggles will end. Oh, how happy you will be. Imagine if the Lord had showed you who you would marry, who you would be with, the time it will happen. In fact, you have like a kind of a supernatural gadget that even shows you where the person is. Even if he's currently in UK, sometimes maybe twice a week, the Lord will show you in a dream, in a vision, where he is going to his activities. And then you just have control of timing. You just had this screen that you could just see the guy say, You know how you will be happy and how you would not really stress in life. How many of you believe what I'm saying? It's usually like that. It is usually the desire of man to know the time. And so they said, Jesus, can you cut this old thing and don't take us through this emotional stress anymore? Are you going to do it this time? Just, even if you're not going to do it, let us know. If I'm going to be poor in life, can you just tell me so that I will stop stressing? And I can just, you know, just go and apply into one monastery and just be there and serve you with all my life. Stop letting me feel like one day it will be better and I'm not sure. Glory to Jesus. It's always the conversation of timing that our soul desires. To be unsure sometimes can be treacherous to the soul. And so they asked him, and they asked him in verse 6, right? When they therefore came together, they asked of him. Like it was a question that, you know, has somebody asked a question before, and then it's a question everybody wants to ask. You know, sometimes somebody speak and is really speaking everybody's mind. Like there is a unanimous desire to have an answer to this and say, we all do. You know, somebody says something and everybody like, oh my God. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him. It was like a chorus. It was like a spontaneous song and everybody was singing the same line, the same rhythm, the same everything. Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. I tell you, friends, God has made it so for us to be unaware of the times. Times is not in our hands. If there's anything Jesus was deprived of also, it was time when he was in the flesh. He also didn't know the time when he was in the flesh. He couldn't really tell them the time, the exact time. He knew what it was, but it wasn't definite of timing. He said, because there's something about timing that keeps God, God. Out of everything he has shared with us, one that he has not shared with us is time. I tell you the truth. Nobody ever knows time. That's the only thing. Any time that you know is just that one that was told you by the Father himself. But nobody has the whole economy of time. Even the angels don't know the time. Oh. If there's anything that makes the Father, it's time. You know, sometimes some things happen to you that you never planned for them to happen. And you were shocked at the timing. And sometimes it even makes you question, am I really close to God? How did this, so, and especially calamities. Maybe you lose someone. I didn't know. God didn't tell me. It happens to us every time. If there's something we don't know, it's time. The greatest of prophets will tell you that they don't know the time. Time is in whose hands? God's hands. I'm telling you the truth. He can share it with us. But it's what he shared. We don't know everything. He knows time. One of the mistakes preachers make is when they want to predict time. Ah! Even in prophesying, one of the places we miss it is when we put a time to prophecy. Ah! It's a very, very risky thing. When you prophesy and put time. And sometimes the time might be correct, but the owner of the time himself can decide to now change it. Remember the prophet who prophesied this election and was putting time of how it will happen, the time they were arresting Umbu during, you know, it was that. The thing was sweeting him. And the Father in heaven was just smiling. Okay? Akika. Time. I told you some times ago when the angel, when God eventually told Abraham, he says, all right, concerning that child, by this time next year, he says, I'm not playing with you according to the time of life. And I'm no more playing. He was saying that this 1 year is real 1 year. He says, by this time next year, according to the time of life. He was saying, now I'm using 24 hours. I promise you that this time around, I'm not using my own time. Abraham was not ready for that again. I said, don't mess me up. I tell you the truth. Sometimes the weight of prophecy can be so strong that you are sure that by next week, you are going to be all over the world. You're already even going to price your wigs. So I'll buy this wig, I'll buy this wig, I'll buy this wig. Do you have this one in wine? I like it. I like the wig, but I don't like the color. Do you have it in wine? So we'll help you dye it. No. Instead of dying, let's just get the wine. You know, already pricing things. You have entered the Morley estate, pointed to houses. And the Father is just in heaven. Just smiling. Are we together, friend?
Yes, sir.
Time. Any time you have an unholy passion to determine time, you enter trouble. Any time you want to influence time, you enter trouble. Whenever you want to, you see, when God gives you a prophetic word and you want to influence it, you want to make all things beautiful in your time. In fact, you can be thrown out of the prophecy. You can be thrown out. The prophecy will no longer be your own. Yeah. If God gives you a prophetic word, you must also trust God to help you walk with prophetic timing. That's why there are two books you need to read. They should be foundational books. Following God's Plan for Your Life. Go and read it, Kenneth E. Hagin. And Plans, Purpose, and Pursuits. You need to read that book. You need to have, those books must be in your soul. I tell everybody, you must have a Kenneth Inge foundation.
Yes.
That is one of the foundations. I feel like if the Bible had not been written, its materials would be some of the things in the Bible. Yes. I believe so. Of course, I don't agree with everything he said. But it's one of the finest foundational Bible teachers that the world has ever known, generation to generation. Anytime you try to, how many of you have tried to manipulate time before and you enter trouble? Every time you do it, you enter trouble. Timing. And sometimes if you miss the timing, you make it longer.
Yeah.
Hey! What should have been 2 years? If you want to make it 6 months, it can now be 20 years. Timing, eh? You don't want to manipulate it. You see, ask me why. Because you are trying to let God think you are God. And God has a responsibility to make everybody know that he's God. Yeah. Anytime you want God to move, try and take his role. Anytime you want God to move. You remember Herod in the book of Acts, the king who was talking like God. Then God messed him up with, let's see that scripture. He messed him up on the spot. On the spot. When you start to take God's place, he has to prove to you that no, I'm still on the throne. I'm ordained here, I'm still on the throne. And upon a set day, Herod arrayed the royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "Aye, it is the voice of a God, and not of a man." And immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him. Because he gave not God the glory. And he was eating of worms and gave up the ghost. No. He did not give up the ghost and eating of worms. He was eating of worms and gave up the ghost. So decay started before death. Why mami udetiku? You will still be breathing, but worms have started working on your body. To just let you know that they are lying to you. You are not God. You should have quickly told them that I'm not God. So one of those places is timing. You are never in charge of time. If you are in charge of time, then you have to be God. Don't you think so? Anybody who is in charge of time, we should worship the person. So God, make sure you are not in charge of time. Don't try to be in charge of time. That's why if God gives you a prophecy about something, don't work it with your own flesh. If God says you are going to maybe, if you're a preacher, for example, and God says he will use you for a particular church, you'll preach there. You don't go to that church and say, "You know, the Lord has said to me that." Immediately you say that, you have truncated that prophecy. Yeah. If that prophecy is going to come to pass ever, you have to realign again and then the cycle will start again. You would have behaved in another way before. God will now prophesy the prophecy again after some years. I say, "Okay, I'm still going to use you there." Then you have to now behave yourself. Yes, sir. When they therefore were come together, they asked him of him, saying, "Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" So you are not in charge of time. Eh? You might know what will happen. But I tell you, you can't specifically say when it will happen. And that is it's not because you are not deep. It's not because you are not sharp. It's just because God has put it in his hands. Don't mess it up. Eh? And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power." So two things. One, it's not for you to know the times, but you must also be aware that the time is not in Satan's hand. Wow. So have peace in the fact that Satan is not going to manipulate your time. God says, "I just want you to know that the time," you know, it's not like our father, our parents who collect our money. And when guests give us money, they collect it, and that's the end of the money. You understand? It's the same as misplacing the money. It's the same. Is it not the same thing? Muwajeba, I told you, it's the same as misplacing it. It's the same thing. But God says, "I need you to know that you might not know time, but know whose hand." You see, not just that I know time. Let me explain it to you. It's in my power, meaning that I control it. I can push it forward. I can push it backward. That's why the Bible says, "A day with God, a day with us is like a thousand with God." And at the same time, a thousand is like a day. So it's talking, the idea of that scripture is talking about how he has the power of time. So time is not an independent phenomenon with God. With us, time is an independent phenomenon. How many of you can reduce 24 hours to 12? Eh? Can you make today be tomorrow? What about convert making today yesterday? I don't know if you can do that.
How old are you now? Let's say 38. Can you be 40 next year? You have to be 39. You cannot manipulate time. But God is the one that sows time. Time is like material in the hand of God. If he wants to sow buba, if he changes his mind, he can recut it. So time is not an independent phenomenon. Merely time comes to God, engages God, is humble. Time will ask God, what time am I? It's time that we ask God, what time? And God says, okay. That's why the Bible calls him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, all those realities are time. But God says that, are you together with me? Now, you are not the same yesterday. Come, my brother. This is not the same yesterday. By his picture, we know. That when we see his picture, when we see his picture of 10 years ago, we laugh. Yeah. It's a mockery of his current. Yeah. And then tomorrow he's not going to be the same. Yeah. Why? Because time will be redefining him. He's not the one that is, but God yesterday is the one that defines time. That's why one of the powers of time is to make things old. But one of the powers of God is to, oh my goodness. So time will make you ancient. But God will make days ancient. That's why he's the ancient of days. So he has time. Any sense? That's why those were the things that made the Pharisees crazy. When he said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, how old are you? And he said, you are not even 40. And you said, before Abraham was, I am. And we came for your naming ceremony. Mess them up. Because the way they understand time is not, as God is like this, there is no difference between now and the days of Abraham to God. It's you that think there has been civilization. We are still mumu the way everything is still like. There's nothing like that. He is the same. That's why he can take you to the future. And to you, it's a future. To him, it's all a moment. Yes, now. He takes you to the future. You, it's a future. That's why it is foolishness to be in haste. When you are working with God. Because where you are going to was where he was. There's no place you are going to that he has not finished it. So when you are working with God, you don't need to waste, to be in a haste. It's a big folly to be in this. There's nothing you are going to become in life that in the eye of God you just became it. It's not possible. Zach Matishoriri. No, never. From the day he met you, all you will be, you have already become. So in the next 10 years, in your eye, in the eye of God, from the day one, Olori Renier. Because he's not caught up in this time arrangement. Are you understanding? Yes, sir. So he said it's not, but you need to know that he has the power of it. Eh? The time is in his power, right?
Yes.
It is not for you to know the times or the seasons. Can you tell somebody it's not for you to know the times or the season? Tell the person it's not for you to know the times and the seasons. Tell the person, don't stress yourself. He said, the Father has put it in his own power. He said, but you shall receive power. So he said, leave time to God. You will carry power. Leave time to who? To God. So wherever place you find yourself, never find yourself without power. You are in a period that is not too convenient, shall have power.
So it is power that sustains us from time to time and season to season. If you are going to cross from one season to another season, what will sustain you is power. Power is what sustains us before the promise comes to pass. Power. There is a Holy Ghost power that you must carry. You must carry Holy Ghost power. When you carry that Holy Ghost power, you are not afraid of what you are lacking in your current time. Power augments you. Power. When you carry power, you will ride upon every season. Power. It distinguishes you. Holy Ghost power. He says, even though you don't know time, but make sure you have power. It is a sad thing not to know time and not to have power. You will mess up. No time, no power. Hey! Satan will make mess of you. No, you don't know time. You don't have power. Satan will make mess of you. Laulu, I've been bold like this. For a long time. You know about it. For a long time. Before I saw any promise. Before promise gets fulfilled, I always have the power version. There is a power version. Before it comes to pass, do you have the power version? You must have the power version. This is how I'll be talking. This is how I'll be talking. Till the whole world is under my attack. Yeah. Till the whole world is under my attack. Because I will attack the whole world. This is how, it's like this I will be talking. When I start talking, when I attack the whole world, they will think that's when I got confident. They will know I've been confident since F1 Lai. And I've been confident before F1 Lai. It's power. You need to carry power. Don't carry hopelessness. Don't carry, we may tomorrow be bright. We may tomorrow, shut up. Rubbish. Carry power. Who are you and who is rubbish? You need power. There is a power version of destiny. Power. The Holy Ghost power. It gives you assurance. It gives you confidence. It makes a slave bring good news to the king. A slave will carry good news to the king. Because he has power. He says, King, I have good news for you. Because he's not a slave. He has power. You need power. Destiny is powered by power. You need power. He says it's not for you to know time. It's weak people that concern themselves with time. Weaklings. Weaklings must know time. Because nothing sustains them. Say, I'm sure learning man should really short to learning. What's that nonsense? They don't know. They are afraid. Weaklings are afraid. So they need time. When you just give them time, they will not have peace. Okay, in the next 2 years, it will be better. Thank God. No, power. Power will help you sort it out. What Shadrach and Meshach carried is power. They said, forget it. Whether we're born or not is not the issue. We carry power. We need to carry power. Those who don't carry power are the ones that marry idiots. Girls who don't carry power. They are married idiots. They say, hey, time has gone. Let me quickly marry this one. What has gone? Time. So they will now marry the one that will now let them really waste, that will really waste their time in life. Yeah, they'll marry idiots. They say, anyone I can grab now, let me grab. Time has gone. But when you carry power, you are not under pressure. When you carry power, you don't need to compromise. Carry power.
You carry power, you will know that your time does not go. There's nothing called that because time is in the power of God. It's in the hands of God. You don't just do anything haphazardly so that you now go and give God. You now go to church and give useless testimony. And say in the dying minute, God did it. What's God doing in dying minutes? You and who is doing dying minute or 11th hour miracle? Who is doing 11th hour? Who is following you to do 11th? God did not know what he's doing. Then suddenly where everything will have closed. God now suddenly showed up. Which God? Everything that he has planned from day one. God now suddenly showed up. God was now running. As if you want to miss flight. God now say, Say, my friend, I would have lost everything. In the dying minute, you and God die. God is following you to do dying minute. All the minutes, who owns it? In which dying minute? In Baton Woloche. Boshe Woluwa Lonshola. Kona advisor. Wolo advisor. God advises himself without consequences in view.
Yes. Yes.
Without consideration.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to carry power. When you carry power, you stop talking to Satan. You and Satan will not be in the room negotiating. But when you don't carry power, you will negotiate with Satan. You need to carry power. Hey, yeah. I wish I have people who will carry power. I wish. Carry power. When you carry that power, you'll become anything. You can become anything. Become anything. When you carry power, you'll be a bully. You'll bully hell. You'll bully Satan. You know, Satan came for Jesus. He says, "You better bow before me. I'll give you all this thing." Jesus said, "Me bow. I will not. You don't give me anything. Get out. It's written. I can't bow to you. I only bow to God." So, he said, "But ye shall receive of power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Then it's from the premise of that power you shall now witness. God doesn't want us to witness on the premise of time. Because if you witness on the premise of time, it means that when things have not started happening for you, you can't open your mouth to preach Jesus. Let time not be the basis upon your witnessing. Let power be your basis of witnessing. You don't witness and say, you see, he has already told us, so he's coming back, he's restoring Israel in 205 years, next 3 years. He said, no. Let's assume I will never come back. Carry power. They will still believe you. They will still believe you. You must be able to witness to people who have what you don't have. Must be. Because you have what they don't have. What is it?
Power.
So that's what we want to pray about. We have just 20 minutes to fire the prayer. That Lord, every area of my life, I receive power. You know, I don't like useless prayer. If you want to pray, you pray. You lift it. You lift the prayer up. You know, like if you are dancing that dance, you lift the prayer up like this. I don't use to. You carry the prayer. You raise your voice. You knock heaven that prayer. Let that prayer touch your soul. Let it mean something to you. Say, every area of my life, oh God, I receive the power of God. I function by power.
Veniam vehege dosa, amande brandish kalam rehe de boh amande, eredivana maha pai gapai, elepodo predieze de pregedosa, ashena baba baba la predebologodos, eregede banama prediebele pregedosa, arede bodo bolo protopologodosa, ashena baradia panie le pota, amino prediege de benegedosa, areda baba la prediege de pania la pata, elemena predi.
God all by yourself. your good times and seasons in your hands. Oh, you called for light out of darkness. You don't need the man to be the God you are, but you are chosen to call me your own. You've got times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need the man to be the God you are, but you are chosen to call me your own. Oh, you are chosen to call me your own. You are chosen to call me
in Jesus' name we pray.
Everybody here, I want to see you just come. It's not right to be without power. Don't you think so? No, it's not right to be without power. I don't care your current situation. I don't care. What's my business with that? What I care about is, do you have what? Power. The Holy Ghost power. Resident in you. It works. It's more powerful than anesthesia. Brings you into another reality. Listen. One of the most accurate prophets in the days of Paul, his name is Prophet Agabus. It took Paul's girdle and tied his hand with it. And he says, the way I tie this thing, this is the same way the person who holds this girdle. He says, that same exact way the person is going to be bound by the Jews of Jerusalem and will be delivered to the hands of the Gentiles. That was the prophecy of Agabus. It was such an accurate prophecy because Agabus had the credential. But he was talking to a man that has power. And when he was come to us, he took Paul's girdle, 21:11, and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owned this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they that of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Next verse. And Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. This was a word of God from a prophet of God. This man had power to move on. You, what word is troubling you? Word of men, word of Satan. So tighter word. It's not even prophecy from heaven. Paul could ride above what Prophet Agabus said. You are not riding above Satan. Fear of man. Fear of tomorrow. It's not even God that said it. Powerless words are troubling you. Powerless words. Unfounded fears. Listen, for some of you, even if you use logic, your life will work. Even with logic, some of you, with logic, your life will work. Yet you are still afraid. Like if you don't have a prophecy, if you just use logic, add one CV here, add another CV, use your skill, what you have learned. You know it will.
Fear what? Fear who? Which life?
There are three things in life. Jesus said, don't fear it. What will we eat? What will we wear? Where we shall live? He says, don't fear it. Matthew chapter 6. That is the command of our Jesus. He said, these are the things that the Gentile pursue. You are not a Gentile. You are a child of God. He said, so therefore, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, when you enter this power dimension, he says, all these things, they are not worthy of pursuit. I said they are not worthy of pursuit. They should only be engaged at the level of addition. Therefore, take no thoughts. What should we do? Take no thoughts. Saying, what shall we eat? He said, don't think it. Now, what will make you not to think it is what? Power. Take no thought. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Where shall we be clothed? He said, take no thought. Hear this. For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth. He knoweth that you have need of all these things. Come on, say, my Father knows. Come on, scream, my Father knows. Say, there is nothing I need that my Father doesn't know. May God deliver you from faithlessness. Because if you knew that Dangote knows, you will be confident. If he knew what Todola knows. You know how some of you, if you meet a wealthy person, says, I love you, I will take care of you, your faith level will rise. Whereas God has said that. But the thing is not very real to some of you. God told me many years ago. He says, so there is nowhere you will live in life that I don't have the address already. Nowhere. He said, all your accommodation has been settled before you came to the earth. He said, I don't try to look for accommodation for you. The other day we went to buy a land somewhere close by. How did we buy it? We just saw the picture. And our spirit said, it's for us. It's just the heart. Say, this one is for you. It's power. You will get there. That's why we are praying. It's power. There is power. Agbarawa. There is power. You will not always be like this. You are going to move from power to power. Yes, now. Oh, you think you will always be with like this? No. Then why are we gathering to pray and to fellowship? You will grow in power. You will take mountains. You will take cities. You will take nations. You will take industries. What you were not sure you could do, next week you will be sure. Today you will be sure. You will not always be like this. The things I'm doing now, I could not do them 5 years ago. But I'm growing in power. You grow in power. After a while, 1 billion will make sense to you. It will be logical. You don't understand? By power, it will become what? Logical. After a while, you will be planning how to match 3 cities together. I say, how can I combine Manchester I'm Bamiyan man. I want to merge it so that we can get all the saints in that place and launch them into. It will be like that. Oh. You don't even get the point. After the world, we know it's time to hit the stadiums. We will just say it's time to hit. We will know it's power.
Inobedience.
In obedience to Christ, you are changing everything. In obedience to Christ, you are changing everything. In obedience to Christ, transforming everything. In obedience to Christ, you are powering everything. In obedience to Christ, in obedience to Christ. In obedience to Christ.
Your life comes into a new level and a greater level of functionality.
Amen.
Even your bodies.
Amen.
I pray for every body, every physical body here, that what your body could not do, any ailment of the body, I rebuke it.
Amen.
And you shall begin to do what you couldn't do before.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord restore your body.
Amen.
The Lord restore your body. Can somebody say power?
Power!
Can you say power?
Power!
As we're saying it, things are happening. Can you say it one last time? Say power. Walls have broken down. I saw an ancient wall, and I know what that means. It's a generational affliction. It crumbles. It crumbled like a block that was made with inferior material. Can you say power? You know, whilst I was praying now, the Lord showed me, was talking to me, not everybody. He showed me somebody that I know, a father. And he explained something about the person's life to me. Then he now spoke to me. He now said, how I have shown you to do it. He said, keep doing it that way. He says, don't change. Don't look at how others are doing it. Do it the way I have told you. Because that person got limited. God gave that person a way to do it. After a time, the person was flying high. But the person just wanted to look like other people. And limitation started. Then after the Lord showed me that, the Lord now turned to me and said that, you know, sometimes even though what you are doing is working, but you just don't want to be doing it alone. Eh? Ajoje lumandu. You just want to be like everybody. Israel's problem is not that their country is not moving. They just say, everybody have king. We want to be like other nations. It's not like they say, we have economic issues, well, let's look for a solution. They say, we too, other nations have king, and that's where their problem started. And then the Lord told Samuel, he said, give them king. It's not you they rejected, it's me they are rejected. And that was where their problem started from. Then I went to get Saul. Then I started going down, 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 down. Whereas, guess what? God planned a king for them. But not like everybody. This king was going to be a worshiper. This king was going to lead them deeper into the things of God. And that was David. But they missed the timing. They wanted to be in charge of timing. They lost everything. So just the way the Lord told me, I want you to use that advice. If there's anything God has shown you how to do life, and you know it's the Lord, don't change it. If the Lord, you feel witness when you are going that way, you feel the witness of God, don't stress yourself. Do it the way God say you do it. Finally, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, Jesus Christ speaking. He said, the children that you have given me, they are for signs and wonders. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and what? For wonders. So, if this is your life, you will do signs and wonders with it. Amen. Have a sign and wonder complex. Yes, sir. What kind of complex?
Sign and wonders complex.
Is he a sign? Is he a wonder? If it's yes, then it's for me. I have an affinity towards signs. Book is your hand, Penny. Let me pray with you. Father, I ask. No, just stay there. You don't have to come. Father, I pray for your daughter's hand. I ask that pain will go in the name of Jesus. I ask for the healing power. Begin to do what you couldn't do. Just try. As I'm praying, just do what you couldn't do. Father, I ask that pain will go right now in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God rest upon your daughter and let that pain go. Let that pain go. Let that pain go. Strengthen her. Strengthen her. Strengthen her. Let her begin to do what she couldn't do. Let her begin to do what she couldn't do. Let her begin to stretch it in a way she couldn't stretch it. And stretch it. Stretch it by faith. Stretch it by faith. Come on. Go ahead and stretch it. Let her begin to do it. Oh, Father, we thank you because she's made old. She's made old. She's made old. Let there be ease. 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 Let it go. Let that pain go. Let the Holy Spirit take that pain away in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's gone. It's gone. I see you walk in power. Lalukum. I see you walk in power. You know? I see you lead a generation across the sea. I see you. I see you bring a generation across the seas. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you have this knowing that you were made for greatness? You were made for greatness. What's the name of our manager again? Oh, Mr. Biodu. In your whole family, in your whole lineage, it will take years for them to be umakbegon, for them to find anyone that will be as blessed and as wealthy as you. It will take a lot. It will be like Guinness Book of Record that they are trying to break. That's how far God will take you. It will take years. It will take years. And I see is that God wants to reward your mom. I've never spoken to you, but there is a reward that your mother must have. There's a reward that God wants to reward her. I don't know whether she has been through pain in the past, but there is a vindication. God wants to vindicate your family. And you are the one he will use to vindicate that family. It will take years for them to find anyone that will be as great. And you have the key already. He has the key. The key is kindness. You have used the key of kindness. And that's the key with which God is going to use to bring the blessing. So get set. But I want to beg you, serve God. Huh. You see, to serve God there is what preserves us in the day of plenty. Huh. Because anything about seeing alone, I see in show. Because the blessing of God is grace. Owo is grace. Owo like grace. So you can, if it comes upon you, you must serve something. You can't be wealthy without serving something. Wealth is for service. So when you are not used to serving God, immediately wealth comes. You must serve Satan. You must. Because the thing will be doing you like Jogumi. Yeah. No, you don't have, you must. That's the reason why God is locking your horns in church. That's the reason. Before he bless you, some blessing, he say, am I tick befu, I do so no. Because there's an amount of blessing that hits you. The prodigal son told the father, give me that which belongs to me. He thought he could handle it. The day he got it, the Bible says he went to a far country the day he got it. There's something about wealth. It will take you to where your soul is. Because see, transport fare too bad to who? Money is wealth is transport fare. All your secret desires, immediately comes upon you, you will go. See, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. And not many, listen, when he was asking it, he didn't plan to go anywhere. He didn't ask it to go somewhere. He just wanted it. But he didn't know that thing has power. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey. Which journey? The journey has been inside his soul. In your joy. No. Anytime you come back, it's the mercy of God. You want not to buy jail shoes, show our faith captive, Ellen. If you are Satan, will you want to leave somebody alone? See me that you left alone, see what I've become. This is a loss. I'm a huge loss to Satan. There's no day I don't deliver somebody. There's no day that I don't deliver somebody. Satan is unhappy. So you think if Laolu goes now for 2 weeks, Satan will say, just stay with me for 2 weeks. No, Satan will say, Joko, Nisuru. Not many days. He went to a far country. And anytime you go to a far country, you enter a grace of waste. You say he wasted his substance. So it's not about having it. Is do you have what preserves it? This one is for 100 day. Are you together with me? So you have to lock yourself in church. Yeah, in service. Let people say church boy, church girl is good. That's how we got here. Yes, no? That's why as God is blessing us, we don't feel like going to Las Vegas. Yeah, we don't feel like betting. We don't feel like rolling dice. There's a word you don't understand. There's a word that comes to you. You want to bet 10 million. You don't. You want to feel that way. Where people surround you with big table. They just give you some. This is just a 10 million. Shannon. Yeah.
So you have to have tutored your soul now. That's why we come. That's why we do daily prayers. That's why we remain childlike. We don't grow. We don't become big boys. No, we are children. We have Oga. Oga will tell us you came late. Punish us. I prefer that one. Because your Oga's punishment is better than Satan's own. Are you for signs and wonders?
Yes,
all right, we shall see tonight. God bless you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.